listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read to you from Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and talk to you about a healthy church. Here we go. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we read this. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. These words describe one of the most amazing days in church history, or at least they start with one of the most amazing days in church history. Really, in all history, the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. That day, 3,000 souls were added to the original 120 believers after Jesus ascended to heaven. You see, on Pentecost, the sound of the rushing wind, the tongues of fire, Peter's preaching, and the conversion of 3,000 people were all remarkable events. But the things described in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 were the abiding legacy of God's work. You see, we read here in Acts 2:42 that they continued steadfastly in things that became the foundation for every healthy church. First, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. This means that they relied on the apostles to communicate to them who Jesus was and what Jesus had done. They had just trusted in Jesus. Now they wanted to know more. So what did they do? They continued steadfastly in the truth. There was to be no departure from the apostles' doctrine because it was the truth of God. Now, thankfully, God allows us to sit under the apostles' doctrine today. That's the New Testament record, the Bible in its whole, actually. Every Bible teacher should seek to be unoriginal in the sense that we don't have our own doctrine, but the apostles' doctrine. Then, Acts 2:42 tells us that they continued steadfastly in fellowship. The ancient Greek word koinonia, translated here as fellowship, has the idea of association, of communion, of fellowship, and participation. It really means to share in something. The Christian life is meant to be full of fellowship, of sharing with one another. We share in the same Lord Jesus. We share in the same truth that guides our life. We share the same love for God. We share the same desire to worship Jesus. We share the same struggles. We share the same victories. We share the same duty of living for Jesus. We share the same joy of communicating the gospel. I want you to notice, Acts 2:42 also tells us that they continued steadfastly in the breaking of bread. Even though they lived so close to the time when Jesus was crucified, they still never wanted to forget what he did on the cross. So how much more important it is for us to never forget and to regularly receive communion, to remember and receive what Jesus did on the cross. Finally, Acts 2:42 tells us that they continued steadfastly in prayers. Whenever God's work is done, God's people gather together for prayer and worship. The original here has the idea of the prayers. They continued steadfastly in the prayers. That speaks of arranged services for God's people to worship, pray, and to hear God's word together. You see, these four things, the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers, the prayers. They were the foundation for the health of the early church. Everything else we read about in the power and the glory of those early Christians, it flows from this very solid foundation. Here's my prayer for you today. May you be blessed enough to belong to a congregation with this foundation. Oh, it won't be perfect. But as long as they continue in those things, the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and in prayers, then I pray that you can belong to that kind of congregation and that you can do what God gives you to do to strengthen that foundation, building only on it. Today, in whatever way God gives you opportunity, find a way to pursue those four glorious things.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.